Arvo Pärt is one of the most performed living classical composers, known for his spacious and meditative sound. You can hear how the Estonian composer arrived at this signature sound in a new collection of his symphonies. NPR's Tom Huizinga has been listening.
For those who are used to Pärt's calm, reflective style, music from early in his career may come as a shock. That's Arvo Pärt's Symphony No. 1 from 1963, and it kicks off a fascinating album of Pärt's four symphonies. It's a musical journey that spans 45 years. These performances, conducted by Turno Kaljusta, are fervently detailed. Pärt, now 82, subtitled this symphony Polyphonic, a nod to old traditions. But the music is perfectly modern, an example of what composers in the 1960s were expected to write, astringent and tonally challenging. You can still hear it in Pärt's second symphony. The second symphony, from 1966, is compact, just 11 minutes long, and it's stuffed with bold and restless gestures. But it ends with a sweet surprise. That heavenly music dropping out of a very stormy sky is actually a quote from Tchaikovsky, and perhaps a veiled message to the Soviet authorities, who condemned some of Arvo Pärt's early pieces. After he wrote his second symphony, Pärt called it quits in 1968 and went almost completely silent. When he reemerged 8 years later, he launched one of the most radical reboots in music history with a completely new style. The only major piece Pärt wrote during this blackout period was the third symphony. You can hear the composer turning his back on the trendy atonal sound. The music turns out to be a bridge between the old Pärt and the new. In the third symphony, Pärt's music becomes spacious, anticipating his breakthrough sound, and, as he told me in 2014, his preoccupation with silence.
On the one hand, silence is like fertile soil, which awaits our creative act, our seed. On the other hand, silence must be approached with a feeling of awe.
It's hard not to be awed by Pärt's new style and the symphony he came up with next, his fourth, subtitled Los Angeles, named more with angels in mind than the city where it premiered in 2009. Pärt's fourth symphony unfolds in long, flowing breaths. It's a world away from his congested first symphony. Although Pärt sees each of his symphonies as separate destinations, this compelling collection helps connect the dots, offering a roadmap through a singular composer's circuitous journey.
The album is Arvo Pärt, the Symphonies. Our reviewer is NPR's Tom Huizinga.